This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
For those not directly affected by the fire, you may be asking what you can do to help this weekend, to help the thousands of people in need. Well, Hooman with the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our sister station, Alice 97.3, went to the North Bay yesterday to volunteer, and he joins us live this morning in the studio. You know, Hooman, a lot of people are probably thinking, I would love to do something to help, but where to start? How do you begin something?
Well, I was thinking the exact same thing when we heard about these fires, and my hope and thought was, I'm going to wait for this fire to become a little bit more contained. I thought by Thursday it'll be 50% contained, we'll be safe.
Well, you're an optimist.
And it wasn't the case. I think it was 3% contained. But we did a bunch of research. There were four of us that went up, and we found the place to go and the place that needs help is the Redwood Empire Food Bank in Santa Rosa. And when you're driving up there, you can see the devastation from 101. You can see the burned buildings, the particles all throughout the air. And if you decide to go up there, I highly recommend getting those masks, those N95 masks. The ash in the air, it's a real thing. And at the end of the day yesterday, two of the four of us had really scratchy throats. But when we got to the Empire Food Bank, we saw an incredible organization.
Let's talk a little bit, because there's always this question. People want to help. Sometimes getting in the way is the result of that. Did they put you to work? Was there enough work to do? Were you in the way?
So they were on their website, they have opportunities to volunteer. They're looking for people to receive the food, to put it in the warehouse, to wash it, and then to distribute it. And if you happen to be a specialist in the food industry, they could really use you as well. So their organization is second to none in terms of their efficiency. But we still had a bunch of pillows and napkins and toiletries, and that place is only for food. So we ended up going to New Life Church. And it's a church that actually acts like a church, where their sanctuary is now a shelter. They're receiving people there as well. So we were able to unload quite a few things there as well. And we still had some stuff left over. So today we are going to go to St. John the Baptist Catholic School, 938 in the downtown Napa. So that's another place to go. But if you can just call ahead to these places, they will tell you 100% whether or not they can receive you and you can help out.
And there's, I assume, Facebook, the disaster relief or crisis response pages, there's no lack of information out there about where these places are. Your point is, check first before you go.
Check first before you go. They all have places where you can volunteer online. Like, you can sign up to do whatever they need. And if you're passionate about this, right now is the hot time. Everyone wants to sign up right now when it's happening. But in a week or two, it's going to die down. The fervor is going to die down, and that's when they're really going to need you.
Hooman, were people coming to the food bank, or is the food bank taking food out to the people?
So people are receiving the food because they're distributing it to them. So as far as we could tell, everyone there was volunteering or dropping off food. We didn't see anybody drive up to receive food. But that could be a possibility. If you call the Redwood Empire Food Bank, they will probably give you food if you drive to them.
Okay, do us a favor. We'll get a number from that stuff from you when you wrap up. We'll put it up on the KCBS Radio Facebook page. It's just sort of from a personal perspective.
Yes.
Before we let you go, how'd it feel?
When you see the devastation, it's incredibly sobering. Like, your heart is melting for these people. It's the loss is so tremendous, and the sad part is, you know, it's just not contained, and there's no relief in sight in terms of the weather or the rain, and you want to do more, and you see the sadness, you feel it. When we were in Santa Rosa, I felt it, and I'm going to keep going back over and over again, but people are in desperate need, and if you can find the time to just prepare a meal for someone or go up or just listen to somebody, it's transformative for you and for them.
All right, Hooman, thanks for the time, and we'll get that info from you and put it up on the KCBS Radio Facebook page here in a moment.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.